email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
And I would never have known what a movie called Mr. Right would be about.
Oh, you would think it would be Jennifer Aniston and what's Ben Stiller, and they're, you know.
And you know what? He's been on my mind, too, because he's over with. He was never funny. He's not funny now. That crap, that zoo movies, that
Zoolander.
That sequel buried him. His wife left him, and he's just not funny, and he's done. All of that bunch, that generation, is fading away slowly. And I can't tell who the next crop is. Anna Kendrick, I saw her somewhere, sometime. I didn't watch Pitch Perfect. I knew her face. But I thought, this is one more little waste of a 21-year-old chick with no talent. Well, that was wrong. Because she was first in The Accountant, which I assume was a moderate hit because of Affleck and because of the cast, J.K. Simmons and John Lithgow. When you see it, it appears to be a top-notch, well-made film, and it is. It is a great script. It was well written. It's smart. And she was in that, and then in Mr. Right, she plays a different character totally. And the movie is unique and funny, and anything about hitmen is always hysterical. But it's just different and weird. But I'm hooked on it. Just watching it over and over again to catch something new every time. And that may seem weird, but I'll latch onto something new and watch it, you know, 20 right. times. So.
And she reminds me of Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
She's just that cute next door girl. Yes. Yeah.
Not beautiful, not got her stuff hanging out, not being a mm-hmm. trollop.
Yeah, right? And just good at what she does.
And she seems like that in real life, she's probably a lot like that. And this film, I think, they did a lot of their own lines and conversation. It's just a very natural kind of film with a great premise and various emotions that move real quickly back and forth. It's just a really, really fun thing to watch. There's our boy Taron Arwood on TV from Woodland Tree, 309-6779. If your house... If you're going to sell it, hopefully there's not a tree on it. If there is, you ought to call Taron first. And then when it's fixed, call our friends at MemphisHouseHunters.com to come and sell it for you. That's what they do. And I wonder if they've had a hard time with these houses getting jacked up. But there are houses out there, and folks want to buy them. So if your house, if you're going to move or downsize or whatever, our good friends over there at the Remax Place, Michael and Nikki and their whole bunch, do this. It's a very detailed thing. You don't want to do this by yourself or with somebody who's a rookie. You need somebody who's good at this and can just do it and move along, and it's no sweat for you.
And he has people that he's sold houses that haven't even hit the market yet. If you called him right now at 685-6000 and said, hey, I've got a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, in this neighborhood, he very well could say, I got somebody looking for that right now. People are buying houses that aren't that need to be totally redone just to get in a certain area, and they're paying top dollar. Somebody just bought a home, $20,000 over asking price. Could you imagine taking that 20 grand and putting it on the new house that you want? Give them a call. Ask them what's up, 685-6000. You can also go to MemphisHouseHunters.com. Put your address in there. See what your house is worth now. And you can also find what you're looking for. MemphisHouseHunters.com. It's Michael Mosteller. I call him the most stellar house seller because he sold my house in less than a week at top dollar, 685-6000.
So when you call him, should you say, hi, my name is, or just say, what's up? And just have him guess at who you are.
I think you should say, I'm Buddy the Elf. My favorite color is green.
I think that's a very good idea. I think he would like you then. And then you could pour some stuff out. Well, whatever. So thank you, Michael, and them for doing your thing. The entertainment notes and news I had are brief. Stephen Stills and Judy Collins. If you read Stephen's book about his life, they were friends and mates and partners, well, 50 years ago. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes is about her. And they have announced that they're doing a new album and a tour together. That's very sweet because that they were just kids back then. But Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, colon, Judy Blue Eyes was about her. And so they are still friends, and they're going to do a tour, the album Stills and Collins, out in September, and they'll be touring America in July. Paul McCartney is never going to stop, I hope. He's doing Australia and New Zealand next, his first tour down there in 24 years. So Paul is going to great places to play Beatles songs, and he adds new tunes every tour from Beatles stuff and from his catalog. The first song he plays, and I bet that it is a body rush. The very first thing when they walk out and the crowd goes, you know, nuts, and the place goes dark and the lights go up, this is the first thing that you hear.
It's been a hard day's night.
I could go for that.
Yeah. Just get to it, just right?
just that chord and you go, okay. And I'm sure it sounds just like that. So keep on going, Paul. Please don't ever die. Game of Thrones fans have some possible new clues to dissect, you nerdy mother. The second trailer for the upcoming season has been released. Oh, my God. I got to get home and find this.
I'm not. You've looked at me before. I've told you this before. I'm not reading or watching any of that. Until
why did you not latch onto this?
Well, it looks great. But George R.R. Martin writes real slow. He's in bad health. He doesn't take care of himself, and he's old. Yeah. I don't want to get started on a series that he dies before he finishes. When the last book is written and sent to the publisher, then I'll start reading, then I'll start watching, because it'll be concluded, and it won't be a Wheel of Time thing where the author tries to write 12 books and dies in the middle of writing the last one.
I say this endearingly. You just took nerd to a whole new level.
That was like all caps nerd.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what he said.
He will not be able to sleep if he does not know what happens.
All I heard was white noise. I just almost passed out.
Well, imagine you love The Accountant. Imagine that every part of it was filmed and it was shown in parts, but then everyone died before the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you never found out how the original guy who was writing it wanted it to end.
You know, that's kind of like, what is it? Not Tombstone.
Come on, brain. The Western.
Yes, they cussed all
West
the time.
Westworld.
Oh, West. I was thinking of the other one.
Oh, Deadwood.
Deadwood.
That was the cussing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And that's supposed to be being shot as a film right now. So that's been quiet, though, too.
But it never ended, right?
It just stopped.
Oh, yeah, it kind of did stop because that I think to this day, HBO did not want to cancel it, but that was they had the biggest movie sets of any show in TV history. 4 football fields full of sets, and they couldn't afford to do it. What was it, 3 years they did?
Or two?
Yeah, but they just couldn't do it. So that's going to be back, though, in some form.
It's the same thing.
Downton Abbey fans. A movie is set for that. This is nerdy on a whole different level. Knock yourself out. Henry Hank Duschendorf. This is a weird story. You remember Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah.
My son's here behind me. He saw it with me about, 20 times? The little baby who played Oliver.
Uh-huh.
Sigourney Weaver's little boy.
Was it? No, Oscar.
Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Same thing.
Why do I remember that? It's even worse.
Same thing. He played, and his twin brother, William, were in because those babies have to, you gotta have twins. He killed himself. He was 29 years old.
Well, I thought you were going to tell me some great little story.
Sorry. Nope. He croaked. He went out back there on that ledge and he fell off this time. So that was sad. And that's, I think, all I've got. George Clooney, if he wasn't so cool, he'd be easy to hate because he's...
so cool.
Because he's just so damn cool, and he's nice and normal and not a douche. And he just sold his tequila business for $1 billion. It isn't like he was hanging on by a thread, and he sold this for a billion bucks. So he has new babies, a new wife, extra bill just to kind of hang on to. And his friends are Brad Pitt and Matt Damon.
What a crappy life.
What a horrible life. It's awful. All right, 5-3. I'm going to play Foo Fighters any minute now.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.